right, guys. Whoever spray painted "suck my Triforce" on my office door, could you please meet me in the parking lot? You're going down. You're going down hard.
Let's go save the world, dude. Rizzle.
What?
Let's just go.
Welcome to the Sonicon. I am Sven, and Kurt Gibbons. How do you do? It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's kind of nice.
Say hello, Rizz.
Hello, Rizz.
Except, of course, it isn't. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Radio Redux, a bumper, fantastical, 2 hour plus extravaganza of awesomeness, and possible awesome source. I'm your host, Archange UK. Echo is currently downstairs, breeding pinatas, and will probably be up here at some point during the summer. Anyway, I'm currently covering for Dreadnux, who is at home recovering, and also celebrating Rory's birthday today, for Rory is 23, I think he is. Don't quote me on it, though. But of course, it was Rory's birthday today. I seem to recall it being Rory's birthday a year ago, which kind of makes sense if it's his birthday. And that means it is exactly a year to the day since the last Summer of Sonic, since Summer of Sonic 2008. And as a result of that, we had at the beginning of the show what was considered to be the theme of Summer of Sonic 2008, the Blue World Prelude mix by Bentley Jones of His World. Bentley Jones, aka Lee Brotherton, of course, who will again be attending Summer of Sonic 2009 after I've pulled money out of a hat and sprinkled it on demands and transport and things. no, there's a lot of working towards that. After that track, we had the Radio Redux theme, which you must know by now. And then we had a couple of OC remixes. We had a Zelda 3, which is Link to the Past, for all of you who don't know your Zeldas. And that was the Kakariko Prom by Flick, which was a bit funny. And then we had the very latest Sonic remix from OCR, which was a remix of Ice Cap, unsurprisingly, it being entitled Snowboard and Sonic. And that was by Will Rock. Or Walrus. No, there's no Carpenter involved, it can't be. Anyway, welcome to the Non-Sonic Hour! And how do you do? I am Kevin of Jones UK, Eva. Say hello, Echo. Now she can't hear me from upstairs. Anyway, I'm going to be regaling you with nonsense. People going, oh yeah, 2 hours of Radio Redux, ooh, isn't that going to be fantastic? Well, if you get back in the day, 2 hours was kind of, you know, minimum. Way back in the distant past. Yes, we will... And an Echo's coming upstairs. Hello, Echo.
Hello.
Yes, we've already begun.
I see.
We have begun.
I see.
Yes.
I'll continue.
Yes, indeed. That's delightful of you to give me permission to do so. Anyway, we're going to go through a lot of the bump. Gary says there was a car horn beeping after I said hello, Echo. Does that count? I do not believe that was the case. King D'Artagnan. When was D'Artagnan made king? I don't recall that proclamation. But he's right. There was a 5-hour show once, which was the Halloween special. There have been several massively long shows, including the Rex Factor ones. What are you eating?
Fish.
You're eating the fish sticks again.
Yep.
Okay. Yay?
Yay.
Are you going to make me nice fajitas later?
Yep.
Awesome.
Do the show.
Thank you.
Now you're getting orders. Isn't
yeah, I'm getting orders now from the rarely heard co-host. Anyway. You fail that miserably, I tell you. Right. Swish. Anyway. Apparently, D'Artagnan was made king during Blitz's show. Well, Blitz was foolish. And that just means that... D'Artagnan just means you're king of Australia. And they won't have that. They'll have you booted out of there. In no time at all. Don't worry about it. But yes, as I was saying, before I sort of rudely interrupted myself, we're going to go through a load of the stuff that we don't normally get a chance to go through, like the Q&A UK, and possibly EH. Don't know. Depends. But, and I'll try and go through a lot of the requests and things. And if you want to send in a request, by all means, do so. You can tweet it to... at Sonic Rex, I should say. So you can tweet it that way, or you can, I don't know, you can PM me if you're in the TSS chat room. Speaking of the TSS chat room, who is in the TSS chat room? Well, let's have a look, shall we? We have, from bottom to top, as we always do on Radio Redux, Spondy the DJ, Vija, who is cooking. Cooking he's what? Cooking. Right. Is he cooking on gas?
Is he cooking,
is he cooking something in the oven?
Open fire.
Cooking something, yeah. Is he cooking something while Erfurt lies on a,
is he really cooking something,
and a mat in front of the open fire?
Is he mixing some of those no-bake crap?
Mm-hmm.
He's cooking, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm. Then we have Turbo, Trigon, Trips, Tiki, SDK, Sonic AD, Shadowfox 04, Shades, Ringtail Fox, Project Phoenix. This is getting pretty familiar to those people, I would imagine. Ooh, Pesset, who is full. Good luck. Mousepra, Mina, Anastaf, Kit is away, King D'Artagnan, Hagrid and Fang, Gabby, Fang the Sniper, who is not T-Bird, Bluebird 95, AUK's Nissa, Rock and MK Birdie by Afro, Joshua and Chambot, and Blake Draco, who's also on there, and all sorts of people. Hundreds, thousands, millions!
Yeah,
millions! Gajillions!
There aren't even that many people!
Oh, you're just not looking hard enough. Oh, yeah. You know that nonsense earlier in the week with Twitter and Facebook and Google being, Yahoo and Google being slowed down? That wasn't the Russians targeting some Jordanian blog activist. Oh, no. They were just people trying to listen to my show.
Right.
Damn straight. Anyway. Lots of people saying, why isn't there a cake? And then the cake is a lie. And Blue Blur 95 actually grabbing a girl and giving a twirl, which is interesting. Yes, but I speak to the people indeed. Yes, Blue Blur 95 confirms it was AUK's fault he killed Twitter. I didn't know. I maintain that Twitter screwed Twitter. Anyway, so hi, how do you do? We've had some very interesting news over the course of the week, namely that, well, Sumo Digital, Steve Lysette and Travis, name I just can't remember, basically the lead designer and the producer for Sega Superstars Tennis, and also are involved in Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, will be attending Summer Sonic 2009. In fact, they knew about the last one, apparently, when they knew about this one, and they would love to come. Absolutely jumped. We'll put it this way. Let's just say, they were so enthusiastic on coming that Sega just went, hang on a minute, shouldn't you sort of tell us they're involved? And it's like, well, yes, funny enough. They're just really keen to be there, and they're really keen to see you guys, because they think it's fantastic. So they're going to be there. They're going to be possibly taking on all comers at SST. One of the pods at the event is going to be specifically for SST. So I'm thinking sort of parking that next to where those guys are going to be. Makes sense, you in the fort. And they'll be doing a Q&A and all sorts of other things. And, of course, one... and people are saying... I know TSSZ said that... because Drenuck said that we were going to have Sega and Sonic All-Stars Racing at the event. And the answer is yes, we probably are. But it's not been 100% confirmed yet by me. So, on that basis... Yeah. Vija sends in the request, which I think is a very good request indeed, Vija, and we will have that next. How about that? So, yeah, so we might well have that. We'll have some other things as well. Okay? Basically, I don't know. other games relating to Sonic that may be out within the next, I don't know, 3-4 months. I couldn't possibly, you know, guess what those would be. I don't know. Perhaps there's something to do with the your tickets. I'm not overly sure. It's slightly confusing. You know, it's just the hours are long for me. My head's getting muddled. I keep thinking it's the 70s. It's all very bad. But it's all very bad up in here. It's all the sawdust, you know. But nevertheless, there will be lots of things going on. There's still many, many things going on at the moment in regards to setting things up and getting people there and various people. And plans are even being made for the future. Oh, yes. There's already some preliminary work going on, very preliminary, for SOS 10. Because there will be one next year. Assuming this is a fantastic success, which it will be, oh yes. So, look forward to more details on that. Hagrid Fang says, I'll get my free copies of Sega Superstars Tennis signed. Yay. Wow, you have free copies of Sega Superstars Tennis? I don't have free copies of Sega Superstars Tennis, and I worked on the damn thing. Gavin says there's going to be a demo there on the SOS site. Perhaps the Dreadnought should have waited for me doing stuff. Anyway. Oops, am I getting stuff? Ah, there we go. Yeah, I thought for a moment. 360 Wii and DS. Wow, well done, Agron and Fang. Awesome. Believe it or not, I never got a copy and never got around to buying it. Well, it's that kind of attitude that results in the games that you really, really want not being created and sequels not being created of it. And that's true for all games. It can be the most awesome game in the world, but if only a certain amount of people buy it, stuff won't happen. There won't be any sequels for it. Okay? Anyway. So there's that going on. That reminds me, I do actually need to contact a couple of people to find out just what in the hay is going on with their participation. I'm talking to people like Jetix and a couple of other people, and we will see what goes on. We will see. I'm going to do another music break now, and we will start rattling through some of the old requests. Where are we? Radio Hills. Listener requests. Woo-ha! Anyway, he wants Flash by Queen. Bibble95 wants Dream Dream Sweet Snow. Okay, so we'll have those then. Up first, though, it is Escape from the City. Which is, of course, from Sonic Adventure 2. Escape from the City for City Escape. That's coming up, and then we'll have some more music as well. Catch you in a bit, guys.
Time for guessing, follow my man instead.
Listener request.
Yeah, so much. listening to Radio Remix.
And we are back. Those tracks were then. From the beginning, we had Escape from the City, or City Escape. Then we had some requests, and that was the Dreams, Dreams, Sweet Snow version from Night's Journey of Dreams. And following that, we had Queen with Flash, Gordon's Alive, etc., etc. And those two specific ones, whoops, let me get back to the page that I have the items on. I've already been deleted by Black Draco, so I can't remember. I think there was Blue Blur 95 wanted Dreams Dreams, and Umiyuri wanted the version of Flash. Anyway, hi, welcome back. We're gonna people discussing SOS and all sorts of other things. Blue Blur says, I've spent all my dosh on SRS, it better be damn good, AUK. Hey, you know, because I don't need any more pressure on me. people discussing train, planes, trains, and automobiles. Emiri wanted Flash, yes. Blake confirms. Hang on, phone request something, I've no idea what's going on. Harry the fans coming from Ireland, so there will be somebody coming from Ireland for SOS. Fantastic. I did worry about that last year, this year rather. I am determined we have more Welsh people this year as well, mainly because there wasn't anyone from Wales last year, to my knowledge. SOS is Summer of Sonic. But Spondy spoke! I mean, but come on, Spondy actually did speak. People in the chat room should be aware, you know, Spondy did speak. And I have no idea what avatar Blake Draco has at the moment. It appears to be some sort of vampire cat. It's quite scary, actually, in a bizarre way. I assume that was drawn by a Uruguayan of our acquaintance. So yes, it's... Oh, crikey, you know, we're almost at the beginning. We're almost at the beginning of the proper Radio Redux show. Wow. Let's start off with some questions and answers. Answer some questions, some Q&A UK. Blake Draco has very kindly... very kindly put up a summary of questions that have been asked more than once of AAUK. Chrono Trigger has been asked, questions regarding to Chrono Trigger, despite the fact that I've never played Chrono Trigger or I've had an interest in it, is 5 times. And questions about reading fanfics are 21 times. 21 times. Crazy. I get a nice question from Gavi for the Planet Skill Oil Ocean remix, and we can certainly have that in a few minutes. Anyway, Trips asks, AK, how long have you been working at Sega? Wow. How long have I been working at Sega? Over 2 years now. Over 2 years. 2 years definitely, and unofficially... because I worked unofficially for Sega for about 6 months, 6 to 8 months prior to that. So definitely 2 years now. There's my name is associated with an awful, awful lot of games. May not be so necessarily in the credits, which is an annoyance of mine. But wow, you know, this is ridiculously crazy. Okay. Spondy asks, he works for Sega, doing what? Well, funnily enough, that's a question that's coming up. Yeah, everyone's now, everyone in the chat was now going, yes, Spondy spoken, by God, this is awesome. This is obscene. Everyone's going, I wonder what he does, crikey. He makes things good for you, is the answer. But I'll get around to that actual question in a minute. So I've been working for about two and a half years. There's a question for Echo from Trips as well, but I can answer. When did you come to the UK? She came to stay. It's been a couple of months now, bordering on three, I think. A little while back, and she's now staying for good. She's mine, damn it. Echo. Echo. What? Can I borrow you for a tick? I gathered you're right there. I'd like you right here. I have to put up with this. We're on the air still.
Nice.
Yeah. Questions for you, sweetheart.
Oh.
Right, from love you.
Yeah.
Have a seat.
Alright.
Say. Say hello, non-Rorus.
What?
Yeah, I'm still doing the Sonic Hour shtick.
Oh.
So it's hello Rorus, but it's non-Rorus. So it's hello non-Rorus.
I need to listen to their show more.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I've already answered the when did you come to the UK. This is the Trips. Say hello to Trips.
Hello, Trips.
Mm-hmm. What is your favourite Sonic game?
My favorite Sonic game is probably SA2B, since that's the one that got me back into the series, and I played it so thoroughly. It's kind of a good and a bad thing, but that, and I'm kind of getting attached to Unleashed, but that's just, yeah.
Yeah, because you're playing for Unleashed now, aren't you?
Yes.
I just realized what was actually happening, which was a pity nobody could see it, but... because there's no other chair here at the moment, Echo was actually sort of sitting on my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And at the so while she was speaking, I was actually drinking a drink. And because my arms, actually, if you were looking at us, it would look like I was actually operating her as a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, pretty much, actually.
I will now answer questions as Echo Hawk whilst drinking this this drink here. So here we go.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly that.
Because see, it was impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was totally not intended.
Mm. Mine's SA2B for the same answer as Echo gave.
But that's what brought you back into the series?
Brought me back, yeah.
Hmm.
Brought me back. Say what you will about SA2B, people do say a lot.
As all hell, I'll admit that right now.
Sticky jump.
Ugh.
Sticky jump. Sticky freaking jump. And at least said about Rouge's, that level of Rouge's, the advanced film, you've got to like time a screw jump underneath something.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
That's a pain in the ass.
That stuff is easy. It's just the occasional falling through the level.
Some of the A ranks are real hard to get as well.
I S ranked everything or A ranked everything or whatever it was.
Yeah, there's no S ranks on.
No, that was
that would be very impressive if you had S-ranked all the things on
there. Yeah,
like...
yeah, I think the last one I had to do was one of the Eggman shoot 'em up levels, which was just, I don't know, points never really stuck well with
The Eggman, the shooty ones, especially the Eggman ones, actually, I was really, really good at.
I was terrible.
I still have to make sure we've got... You're right there.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Still make sure that we've... Because I remember once... It was... You remember Escape from the City?
Yes.
Well, of course you remember Escape from the City. We actually played the theme earlier.
Yeah.
We... you remember it was like the fastest time to, you had to get like about 100 rings? The ring challenge one?
Yes, yeah.
For Escape from the City.
Right.
I remember I set a stupidly fast time for that. I mean, I actually, that was one of the few things I actually tried relentlessly on to improve, and it's ridiculous now. It's something like, I can't remember what it is. It's stupidly quick. I know that. I never got back close to it. So that's how high it was. But I will say, it's probably as great as SA2 is, it's probably not my favourite game.
What's your
favourite? And that's Sonic Triple Trouble.
I never played that one.
No. Sonic Triple Trouble, aka Sonic and Tails 2. It's, as with many people, it's the first one. It's the first one. It's the best one that you play. The first one is generally always the best one that you play.
I played Sonic
Conversely, 4. The second one that I played was also the worst one that I played.
Which was the second one?
Sonic 2 on the Game Gear.
Well, that's because Game Gears are bad.
Yes, but Sonic Triple Trouble's on the Game Gear.
Well, I've never played it. Hmm. But yeah.
What's your favourite out of the Wii, PS3 and 360?
I guess if the Wii had more titles, it'd probably be the Wii, but I guess the 360 has to be my favourite. The PS3 would never be in my household in 100 million years.
A, because we couldn't afford it.
Couldn't care how much it is. It's rubbish.
People play there's a PS3 at work.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's brother, Captain Haddock, if you read the Sega blog, mm-hmm. he has a PS3.
Right.
And they play all sorts of games. And you know, I couldn't care less about it.
No, I mean, it's still modeled after the PlayStation series, which is nice and all, and it's very pretty, and it functions very beautifully, but it has a few pieces of it, and if anybody is considering buying one of these, I strongly, unless you're willing to have games literally saved to a console, therefore you can't take your friends or take your games over to your friend's house, you have to take your console and your games to your friend's house because it does some sort of burn or whatever it is, and it's literally stuck to that, and there's like a dozen other reasons, but that's one of the most prominent ones, that it's just like that feature where you can't move on to another, because what happens if it breaks? Then you're screwed. Then you have to get all new games and all this other stuff, and it's just absolutely wrong. So
absolutely wrong. I've yet to see a good reason for the PSP Go. It's the PSP with no ability to play UMDs on it.
Hmm.
Which, considering, I don't see how that is of use. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone else does in the world either, in terms of retail. But
so, I don't see why they made it. Is it, the IDS or something? With the little camera on it?
Oh, the DSi.
That's it! They put a camera on it!
They just advanced it to the next stage.
They put a camera on it! Tell me what else they changed!
They changed the coding, so it's a lot more difficult for people to play pirated games.
Good for Nintendo.
Good for Nintendo, because it's costing an absolute bloody fortune. It's costing a fortune to other people as well,
mm-hmm.
who have DS games, yep. who produce DS games.
Yep.
It's costing an absolute fortune. Anyway. For me, it's going to be the 360.
I'd probably agree with that. If the Wii had
The Wii
more...
is fun.
Yes. I used to own a Wii. You play a Wii all the time.
Hmm.
Every so often.
The Wii's really fun when you play it. But there just seems to be some inaccuracies with it.
Well, it's more than just inaccuracies. I mean, it's fun for a while, but you can get literally physically tired from it, and that's the point in part of it, but at the same time that hurts, so mm-hmm. I mean, it's a trade-off. I mean, you got Sonic and the Secret Rings, which didn't hurt your arms, but you know, took a fair bit of skill level to complete. Yeah.
Incidentally, anyone who's just tuned in, welcome to Radio Redux. I am ArchNGK and this is Echo Hawk. Say hello, Echo.
You always say that, like, it's just a prompt, and then, I'm gonna do it.
Mm. That's American for hello, by the way.
Nice. Anyway.
If you're tuning in now and you're wondering what the heck's going on, we're already on to the questions. We've actually been going for an hour as we're covering for the Sonic Hall.
Not an hour. You were late. He's got a check now.
Close enough.
I win.
Well, you know, we've been on for a fair old time. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, That's, and that we're still covering. That kind of measurement.
She's just here and she's causing trouble already. Honestly, right.
That kind of measurement is good in horseshoes and hand grenades, as they say. Woot.
I completely agree, but you're okay. Anyway.
Over there.
Taliku says, in question, AUK, did you know that Link's parents are only shown in the manga adaptions Ocarina in Time, both very briefly, Oracle of Seasons, and Four Swords Adventures Dad? Yeah, it's one of those things, those Destiny things. Should point out that you never really see, Zelda's father.
It's implied. She keeps changing. The king keeps changing. Again.
Yeah, but you never see Zelda's father. The Zelda at the time's father. You never really see. The only time you really see the king is
into the past. You saw him.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the only time, though. I think.
I don't know.
And the cartoon.
You mean that very crappily made?
I can't help the quality of it.
Well, it wasn't your fault, but it is hilarious, but sad at the same time.
How is it sad?
Because it's so shitty, and everybody knows it's shitty, because Link's talking, and that's the first broken rule. And it just goes...
It wouldn't be much of a cartoon if Link was silent all the time. You can't have it Tom and Jerry...
It's like
Tom and Jerry and Link.
It's supposed to be, not just... Yeah, no.
Are you going to make fajitas?
Is that what I get yelled at across the house to answer some questions, and now he wants food. My God.
I want your food anyway.
You stabbed me in the arm with your nails. Thanks, though. It's all good.
AK, have you noticed that I was the first person to respond to the SO9 art topic? No. Oh, actually, yes. I think.
Now he remembers.
Yes. That was the sprite word, then yes.
Did you notice? He wants to be noticed. What?
Did you know that your relationship is similar to that of Pocahontas and John Rolfe? What I mean is both Echo and Pocahontas are from America, have the name Rebecca, or in the Echo Hawk's case, Becky,
was
married to an Englishman. Well, there's several reasons why.
There's
several reasons why that's wrong.
Yeah, I didn't think John Rolfe was actually English. I might be wrong.
Yeah. Well, plus there's the part where you weren't raped since you were 14 by a variety of Englishmen.
You don't know that.
I don't say stuff like that.
but no, so
you weren't and you're not, and I think aren't you older than Pocahontas now? By the time she died? Of various diseases,
like
syphilis and all sorts of things.
Different time, okay? Yeah.
Mm. And the other thing is, we're not married yet, so.
Oh, and he's not coming to America. I came to Great Britain, so what now? Oh wait, she does go to Great Britain in the end.
Yeah, she does.
Frick. All right, well, you're getting.
Also, on the basis, also she's not a Native American.
No, not an inch of Native American blood in me, unlike some of my buddies there. But I got nothing. What? I don't.
She doesn't have a Native American name, though.
Well, that's my...
Sleeps like a stone.
You know what? I wish you slept like a stone sometimes.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be woken up by you
Good
on the computer.
Lord.
Anyway. Echo. Did you know that the origins of Wolf Link and Twilight Princess actually came from the Link to the Past manga?
No.
Ooh.
I didn't know they had a Link to the Past manga, but then again, I haven't really read a whole lot of the mangas and stuff like that. I just kind of stayed in the games. That's just my habit. I've been getting out of manga. I just...
Echo, did you know that my screen name is pronounced Taliku?
I guess I know now. I'll probably never pronounce it right.
Taliku!
Taliku.
Taliho.
Well, probably because it's the Japanese, but I keep...
Oh, God. Question 6 is relating to...
How did I say it wrong?
No, I've just seen question 6.
Oh.
Which will just make think of wanting pets, which is never a good thing.
Oh, just say it, you...
Echo, what do you think is cuter dog breeds when they're puppies?
Oh.
Golden Retriever, Labrador, Alaskan Malamute, or German Spitz. This is the breed that's mostly seen on TV and is often mistaken for a Finnish Spitz.
I could easily say it's probably the Alaskan Malamute because they're little fluff balls, but I still like my German Shepherds.
Big dog.
So it's the Alaskan Malamutes you have to be careful with, because if they get into warmer weather, then yeah, they kind of need to get cut every year.
Blue Blur 95 has been listening back to the previous shows.
Oh dear.
Which is always a fun thing to remember what I said over a year ago.
I'd actually say you get points if you actually go back and research something just to challenge us, but I don't know what the reward would really be for that, besides self-satisfaction.
Okay. I love Blue Blur 95's questions, actually. Last year, during the Radio Vox episode, Can You Speed? You said something at 5418. I mean, look at this time index. That's a brilliant. 5418.
Well, just in case.
Summer of Sonic 2009, Dreadnoughts wears a dress. Is Dread going to be kidnapped and forced to wear a pink dress? Well, I think that's a bit out of order. No, that's not quite accurate. No, but Rose, surely. Rose dress. Yeah, and he's not being kidnapped. He's doing it of his own free will, and we.
No, he does this regularly.
Yeah, we've accepted that in the community, and you know we encourage and support it, and as much as we can encourage and support somebody who wants to go around wearing a rose-coloured dress, but you know it's each to their own, and own to their each, as whatever the case may be.
Right.
Yeah. Blue Blur also says, Echo, what would I do if I came and poked your arm during SOS?
You'd probably either get glomped if you were recognized, questioned if I didn't, and...
Who the hell are you?
attacked if you looked intimidating. So those are the three possible outcomes.
Judging from all photos I've ever seen of Blue Blur 95, it's just, it would just be this figure with just hair over the eyes. And you won't know who she is.
I don't know.
It'll just be. I can just see it now. She'll poke you in the arm. You can't tell. And there's going to be this fringe down around about nose level. And they'll just wave at you like that. And you won't have a clue.
Who knows where I'll even be? I've got like six different jobs at SOS right now. I'm not even sure.
You've got little ones, though. Little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about security or anything like that. All right.
Oh, really?
Somebody else? Nope. That's all in hand.
All right. Well, that's one last thing for me to work.
Anyway, time for another music break now. Indeed, woohoo. You're right there.
Yep.
We're going to have a quest by Burnt Flame, uh-huh. which is the no GTR version of Sonic Heroes, which is from Gems, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Indeed it is. I'm right. Yay me. I am too awesome.
Yay, you go.
Then we had Gabby wanted Planet Skill. Oil Ocean WT40 mix again. And there was another tweet that came through, wasn't there? And that was from Fang the Sniper, and that was Malicious Fingers. So those are coming up for you. I'm going to nip off and have a quick break. If you have any more questions, please get them in to me. I'll answer the ones that I have in the chat room soonish. Okay. Be back soon. What goes up must come down. Yeah, my feet don't touch the ground.
Don't get so heavy in your way. it up. Yo, you're looking like you think that I don't know. Thinking that the signs of a lie don't show. Little by little you lie more, so I'ma give you something so you don't try no more. Oh my lord, what you gonna say next? Do anything for a little paycheck. I'ma tell you short, simple, and basic. It really doesn't look like you're gonna make it. You make me sick with all your tricks. You just might slip, your feet lose grip. You're not that slick, I'm much too quick. You've broken something that you just can't fix. You know that oil and water don't mix.
I'ma tell ya, look,
I'm only trying to make things run smooth, but now I gotta worry about what you gon' do. You should've came to me to tell me what you gon' do, but now you're on the wrong team, gotta own you. Don't you ever think about how they all say everything that you do comes back always. You made a big leak and your shit might sink. I would've thought you would've thought, but I guess you don't think. You make me sick with all your tricks. You just might slip, your feet lose grip. You're not that slick, I'm much too quick. You've broken something that you just can't fix. You know that oil and water don't mix.
Open the floodgates, get ready for the flow.
And we are back. Hi everyone. That was from Sonic Jim's collection, the Sonic Heroes No GTR mix. Two Overclock remixes, Planet Skill with Oil Ocean WT40, which Echo confirmed to me we did actually play last week, but it was requested again, damn it, and it was really good. And then we had Snapple Man with Malicious Fingers, and if you don't know Malicious Fingers by now, well, you've not been around for a good couple of years. Anyway, back to the questions. Hangin' and Fang asks, you said you worked on Sega Superstar Tennis, because that's news to me. My question is, what kind of work did you do on it exactly?
Ouch.
No, it's a genuine question.
I guess.
Yeah, like, people don't know. People do not know. People don't understand. Crimson Hedges requested Wonder Man. Perhaps at the end. The very end. The end of all our lives. Of course, actually, there's no real pressure in terms of getting off, I don't think, for the show, because there's no Top Gear.
Yeah, but we don't want to.
Although Fast Feet's got a show on.
Yeah, and we've got 2 hours, so we've got
plenty. Yeah, it's 2 hours.
Almost.
Crimson Henry says pretty pretty please with a cherry on top. We will see. I did a lot of promotional work for it. I was orchestrative and a couple of things regarding elements and getting them named and approved and all sorts of things like that. Promoting the game online is obviously quite a big responsibility to me. Actually, the website, the Sega Superstar Tennis website, I was involved in the design and I think I was actually web producer on that. It's one of the only ones I am actually, but I think I was web producer on SST. Don't quote me on it. I'll have to check that out. But no, actually, I was web producer on Sega Superstars Tennis. Can you believe that? So I did actually get to production level. But yeah, in the end, I'm like a community manager, and I promote it, and I do all sorts of things, and I make sure, from a marketing point of view, it all gets review copies get sent out to various sites that they review them, that we organise competitions for things, that we listen to you guys, and I try and force that feedback into the massive Sega cauldron, so it all comes out nice and jolly and happy, smiley, and everything for you. As for what else I do, I run the Sonic City Blognik. I am currently in the process of trying to sort out the new variation of Sonic City, which will go live eventually, I swear. lots of stuff going through. I'm talking to Sonic Team for you guys and trying to get stuff like that. The Sonic Facebook group, that's kind of run by me. The Sega Twitter, if it's in SOE office hours and it's not a Free Stuff Friday that's being run by SOE, then it's me. Likewise, if Sonic Games, if you're on Twitter, at Sonic Games is the official Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter feed. That's all me. I said the Sonic Facebook group's me. I'm in charge of that. I've done the blog, Nick. Cuddly Toy, His and Hers Bathrobes, Holiday to Costa Rica, all sorts of things. There's far too many, actually, to go through. I'm in the design and approvals process for things. There's stuff coming down the line, which is very specifically stuff I've got for people. As the years pass, more and more times I'll be able to go and say, you know, that's a result of me. Lots of stuff. Getting things approved, getting things designed, getting approvals is awesome. Anyway, if you want a list of the games that I've had something to do with, okay, this is it. Okay, it's actually on the staff page at Sonic Rex. If you go to the staff page there, you'll see the bios for myself and Echo and Blake Draco and Ram the Dragon. On the end of mine, there's actually the games that I've worked on Sega working for whilst with Sega, and I've actually just updated it on here, although I've not put this page live yet. But this is the list as it stands at the moment of the games that I've been involved in, okay? Bleach, Dark Souls, Bleach Third Phantom, Dinosaur King, Iron Man, Jambo Safari, Let's Tap, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games, Knight's Journey of Dreams, Outrun Online Arcade, Phantasy Star Portal, Phantasy Star Zero, Planet 51, Samba de Amigo 2008 version, Sega and Sonic All-Stars Racing, Sega Mega Drive Ultimate Collection, Sega Superstars Tennis, Sonic and the Black Knight, Sonic Chronicles Dark Brotherhood, Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, Sonic Rivals 2, Sonic Rush Avengers, Sonic Unleashed, Storm Rise, Super Monkey Ball, Step and Roll, The Incredible Hulk, and Virtual On. So those are all the games that I've currently done to date, and yeah, I hope that clears some things up. Gabby also points out that Challenge Sega, if you want to challenge Sega for Outrun Online Arcade, it was me. So when's the next Challenge Sega on Xbox Live? I don't know. They're thinking about doing, I'm very keen once the patch comes out, assuming that one does come out for Virtua Tennis, that there's some Virtua Tennis tournaments going on using the challenge Sega Game Attack. So and hey, Grim Fangs, not to mention you organised a brilliant Summer of Sonic. Yeah, I'll do that as well. And people wonder why they say I'm busy. Oh, and I act as your, adding some more, I act as your direct contact in regard to questions relating to Sega and Sonic. If you have any need of any help, you can email me and I'll try and help you out in some way. If Sega are going woo-woo about something, then let me know and I can deflect things. I basically act as a buffer. I act as a buffer from, if there's any legal stuff that Sega really, you know, that's, you know, quite serious and relating to community, it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. I kind of act as a buffer, so I prevent the legal people from just going steaming and going, cease and desist, and you might hear something from me instead. Likewise, the other way round, when the community have something that needs to go to Sega, they can go via me, and then I can act as a shock absorber in that regard, and can sort of make it a bit more concise and a bit formal and what have you, and present it in a nice way to the correct people involved, and get direct answers for you if and when that's possible. But yeah, there's your question, there's your answers. Whew. That's just getting rid of a couple of little items that are no longer required on the Radio Redux list. Any more questions? We do have more questions in the question Q&A UK. Blake Draco has added this or that as number as 4, and Summer Sonic 09 as a question topic is now up to 17 questions. That's kind of awesome. Did you see Return to Little Planet, which is on YouTube? It's a fan made live action Sonic movie. No. Can't say I have. Next questions are caused from watching Transformers.
Well, that doesn't help. You're the one who's...
In general.
Oh.
Echo, did you know that there are female Transformers?
Yes.
Isn't it like Alpha something is one of the females who's supposedly Optimus Prime's counterpart in the original G1?
No idea.
Somebody will tell me the answer to that, but there is a female Transformer who is like Optimus Prime's counterpart. He's a bit on the side, basically. And I can't remember the name of it. Somebody will tell me. This is from Darkness the Hedgehog, by the way. I forgot to actually say that. AK, who's your favourite Autobot? Hot Rod or Bumblebee? I always liked Hot Rod. Mainly because I had a Hot Rod toy when I was young. Oh, yeah. Including the add-on microbot-y thing, which made a gun that then went into like the top of Hot Rod's engine. Never had a Bumblebee though. Never had a Bumblebee. I had a massive Galvatron, which turned into a big, massive gun. That was awesome. Have you seen the new Transformers movie?
No, I have not. you have.
I've seen bits of it.
Oh, you haven't even just sat through the whole thing?
No, not, well, no, I haven't gone to the cinema and seen it yet, no.
Oh,
Echo, will you read my Sonic version of Transformers fanfic where Shadow and Dark is on the main stars?
I'm guessing this is going to go on the tally of will you read my fanfic dot dot dot.
Moving on.
Leave it at that.
Jacob says, do you think AUK is turning American instead of Echo turning English? Good gosh, child.
Actually, I can't. I think we're just kind of at that neutral point where I refuse to go any more British and you just can't curb to the permanent.
I refuse.
You refuse to become American in any sense.
Oh, God's sake, no. I'm not becoming American anyway, thank you very much.
Well, it's kind of weird because you say American, but there's a lot of different kinds of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
New Yorker, Southerner, Easterner, Westerner. Mountaineer.
Because apparently all British people actually speak the same.
No, they don't.
Who was that the other night who said they couldn't hear me because of my Britishness or something?
I believe that was one of my friends, I'm sure.
I didn't hear
although
them.
She just absolutely just squeals when she hears British. I
don't know. No, it was a guy.
Well, then I have
it was
no
a guy idea. Questioning.
I think, yeah, it might have been one of my buddies. But
yeah. I couldn't hear their name of due to their illiteracy.
Oh, would you stop?
Unfortunately.
You act like your country doesn't have illiterate people.
Oh, we do. Right. We just don't give them guns.
Well, no. You
anyway.
Have knives.
Yeah. Question two: have you ever had writers or artists blocked to both of us? Oh, hell yeah.
Of course.
Are you familiar with Sonic Rex?
He's
Terrible. Okay, do you endorse people listening in to think outside the box? Well, I don't know.
In what respect is what I have?
People listening to think outside the box in regard to the show?
I'm guessing just for themselves.
Whoops, like, the mic flying. I mean...
You always encourage that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think the show does go in some very weird places often, so it does help if your box is at least, you know, open. Sense.
Well, I guess, but then you have to, of course, encourage the truth behind deviation and, well, the darker part of that. So, I mean, there's outside the box, and then there's just going out of your way to cause trouble, so.
Trippy was very much into deviation on the basis of a previous Twitter. Let's just say that.
She's the deviant. What would she do now? Right.
Shouldn't be saying that kind of thing on Twitter, really.
She knows what she wants, but. This is why you don't let people loose on Twitter. Consciously.
Exactly. Are Sega involved with the UK release of Sakura Wars So Long My Love on Wii? Sega being the developer of the franchise. I've heard nothing about that at all.
Well, it might not be your game, so that's the other part of that.
Fang the Sniper points out Britishness is awesome about the British, there would be no Top Gear. Yeah, damn straight.
You know, I didn't know about Top Gear up until this year, so I lived without it just fine, and look how I turned out.
Blue 95 supports Man U, so he will be disappointed, as I am, with the result earlier.
Is that a wrestling reference?
What? The result earlier.
What is Man U?
Manchester United.
Oh, okay.
That would be classed as a fail on your part, I'm afraid.
Dude, you said Man U, I don't know what that is. Manchester, if you said Manchester, I would have understood.
Man U.
Which is rugby, right? Please tell me what it is.
Man U. Manchester United, Man United, Man U.
Oh, I was going for Union.
Yeah.
Never mind. Just...
expect me to understand? I'm barely learning cricket. Give me some credit. I'm trying to understand your backwards culture.
There's a lot of Man U fans actually in
there. I know.
See, in the chat.
They can't get pissed at me. It is sheer ignorance. I did not know. It is not my fault. Leave me alone. I don't diss any team. I don't take sides. You know, north and the south.
Gabby says, soccer echo. Soccer.
Yeah, I got that much.
Yeah. Let's have another music break.
No.
Yes, we've got one set of questions left. It's all fine. Blake responds with a double face palm. Oh!
Oh my god, you're also dramatic! I don't always understand. I apologize. I did not study your culture. I was busy studying Japan and places that were smaller and more.
What, Japan, where Man U's massive? Along with Taiwan, actually. Japan, Taiwan.
Yeah! We didn't discuss football, soccer, or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think we need a break while Echo recomposes herself.
No, I don't need a break.
Epic levels of failure.
I do not need a break. You're taunting me
now. No, I'm not taunting you. I'm trying to save you.
I'm trying to save you at the moment. Save me. I'm already here. How much more saving could I need? I'm not a ready damsel in distress. Good lord.
Darkness wants the Adabats night intro and level music. That's doable. Was Arid Sands for Adabat?
I don't know.
I think it's Arid Sands. So that's doable. Sands. And you got day music for that coming up, so that's that the way. His World we've already had. I'm sure I've done that before, but Palm Tree Panic, Japanese version of Palm Tree Panic. Interesting. We'll have the normal version of Palm Tree Panic from the Japanese and Euro version of Sonic CD, and then we'll have the face to face with me Crush 40 version. Which is obviously the massive power mix. That's a big old. Interesting. I've no idea. Oh, I see what you mean. Someone from work just asked me a question. Whilst I'm in the middle of a show. Honestly, have they no sense? That's 10 minutes of music coming up for you, so put it into discussion, talk about. Got any more quick questions, bung them in, and we'll see about getting them all through, okay? So, I'll leave you with this music. See you in a bit. And we're back. Coming to the home stretch now for this show. We have some more questions. There are some more from Jacob, which I should go through. Echo on your mother are tied to a train track and a train is coming. You can only save one. Who? Echo. Because my mum is awesome and would want me to be happy. And so would demand that I would save her. Alternatively, of course, I would derail the entire train by breaking the track in some way, thus saving both of them and killing and destroying a vast array of things and people. Jacob says that Sunday, as in today, is Jacob's lover's birthday, so could we sing Richard a happy birthday? Well, I can't, and Echo's not here. Perhaps Espio can. Or Vector can, or somebody. And I'll see who's here.
Richard, happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Richard! Find the computer room!
There we go. That's good enough. I think that's all the questions we'll do for the day, actually. Unless anyone's got any more. Anyone's got any more questions? Crimson says that can Echo explain the offside rule in football? And the answer says is yes, but don't expect it. The answer is yes, but don't expect it to be right. STK asks some Megadeth or Dreams and Absolution, not thinking I own any Megadeth. So this was surprising by when I actually put Megadeth on in a minute. And actually it's going to be a fact we're going to have Megadeth, and the other request of course was for a wonderful Wonder Man. So we're going to have Right Said Fred and Megadeth in the same place, which is crazy. We'll have the 7-inch alternate lead vocal version of Wonder Man. Hagrid and Fang says, my birthday is tomorrow, I'm sad now. Triptos, how old are you both? I'm too old, is the answer for me. And a good age for his Echo, or assuming that's what the question was. Yeah. Aaron Fang asks, do you get sick of answering so many questions? Why do you keep asking me questions like this? Stop asking questions, all of you. No, wait, that was the actual answer. No. It's cool. Cavi's now, my birthday is Tuesday. I'm not doing a show at various times of the week just so I can get people to sing happy birthday to you. Oh, for God's sake, that's Bluebird's 95's birthday last week. Happy birthday to everyone whose boyfriend? My favourite band in the band that my boyfriend can't stand. Lol. STK. What? I heard about the band that my boyfriend can't stand, this DK. Okay. Well, you can have that, and something of my choice. Why not? Let me choose something. Hey? How about that? In honor of Fast Feet, who was doing made a complete Sonic R in about 10 minutes or something, we'll have some Sonic R. No, actually we're not. I've changed my mind completely. We won't. I think it's like, what's Tenacious D? And the answer's no. We're gonna have a Look Pimpin' from Mad World. Okay, so we've got the Sick YG's Look Pimpin' from Mad World. And that's gonna be after Megadeth with Almost Honest and Right Said Fred with Wonder Man, which is a 7-inch alternate lead vocal. Okay, so that's it. That's it for this show. Hope you've enjoyed listening in, listening to me ramble, and for Echo disappearing, who's hopefully off to make fajitas. Not quite sure. But I've been out Changer K. This has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next week. Hopefully not this time. Yeah. Bye for now.
Just can't believe it. shoot it, power sneaker. Attitude it, power sneaker. To look that good just ain't that easy.
Around my city, my rules, my money, my